Yeah, so figures have been released to Deputy Piers Doherty, which show the 375 vulnerable and their care and families are currently in limbo, waiting to receive the home help services that are absolutely essential to allow them to remain in their own homes or to be safely discharged from hospital in Donegal. So that's 375 people in Donegal who are waiting for home help services. And that is absolutely disgraceful, and it's a terrible indictment of the failed policies of this government.
And in scenarios where home helps are readily available, you think that will take pressure off of other healthcare services in turn?
Yeah, look, these services are absolutely essential. They're vital in ensuring that patients with limited mobility can complete everyday tasks such as getting in and out of bed, dressing and undressing, and completing personal care tasks such as showering and shaving and going to the toilet, etc. I've spoken with a family in the last week who are doing their utmost to care for an elderly and an infirm relative who's been experiencing significant health issues. This family have done everything that they can to care for this patient in his own home, including installing a hospital bed, both for his own comfort and to allow for easier access. And they've applied for and been granted home help hours, which was a huge boost to them. However, to now discover that there are 375 other patients in the same predicament throughout Donegal, that is absolutely heartbreaking, and it's so disappointing for these families because they're doing everything that they can to care for their loved ones, and it just feels like the government aren't doing enough to try and help them.
And caring for a family member is a very taxing role, although people mightn't want to really think of it in that way, but it takes a toll on the health of the care as well whenever there is no support.
Well, look, these services that people are providing for patients in their own home are absolutely essential to the whole healthcare system in the country. We've got a hospital system that is on its knees, that it's in crisis. We've got community hospitals and nursing homes that have been crying out for the last number of years about the lack of investment by the government. So these people are taking a huge burden off the state by caring for these patients in their own home. But in order to do this, they need that wee bit of help every week. Those few hours of home help where they can assist the patient in doing these everyday tasks that other people take for granted. They need this help from the state. And unfortunately, the state has come up short. And I think the government needs to take this on the chin. They've been telling us over the last number of weeks about how great the country is, about how great they've left the country ahead of a general election. And I say this is a different story. This is the reality of what people in Donegal are experiencing. And the general election can't come soon enough for these families.
And what's at the root of the problem then? Is it that there's not enough home helps? Is it that people are struggling to get the training to carry out or to become a...
It seems to be that there simply aren't enough home helpers there. So like, there's a huge spread geographically across the country. So we've got 146 in the southwest of the county, 113 here in my own area in East Donegal, 113 people waiting. But then when we go up to Inishowen, there's a drastic reduction in the amount of people on the waiting list. It's down to 33. So it's clear that there's an imbalance in the county. So it's something that clearly the government need to be looking at as to how we can address the shortfall that exists there for these home helpers.